The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Now, we should have had the theme tune from Home and Away. Can you sing it, Sam, for us? Can you sing it?
You and me belong together.
I don't want people to stop listening, right?
And then we should have had the theme tune to Fair City,
yeah,
which goes...
There's a bit less words in that one.
Because Sam Atwell here has gone from Home and Away to Carrickstown, as in Fair City, and he has a very interesting story to tell. Sam, thanks for coming in.
Oh, no, lovely to be here, right?
Okay, so... You're originally an actor from Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where it started.
Yeah, right. I went to acting school in Brisbane and then moved up to Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the time was, living in Australia, Home and Away, Neighbours, was that the big thing? If you landed a part on one of those, you'd arrived.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of, when you came out of uni, it was kind of a rite of passage. If you get a guestie on there and then someone would see you and then you'd go on to something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, getting a part on either of those shows was a big start for a young actor.
Because, a number of people have made big out of them.
Absolutely,
Guy Pearce and...
Yeah, and I mean, Chris Hemsworth is one of the biggest in the world now playing Thor. So, and there's a whole host of young Australians in LA that have come out of
And they've cut their teeth on Home and
Absolutely,
Away
and
Neighbours.
You kind of do about 3 years there and you learn the business and you learn, getting up at the early hours of the morning and going, pretending that it's hot when you're jumping into the water in Palm Beach in the middle of winter. That sort of thing.
It's not.
Pretending that you can surf, sorry.
right. And I suppose just this sheer sort of volume of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's like here at Fair City. Yeah. I mean, the amount of stuff that you film on a soap is just incredible, and the actors have to be really on speed and know their lines and know what they're thinking and really hit the ground running.
So it develops a discipline in an actor.
Absolutely,
they have to develop strategies to learn lines, etc.
To learn lines and then when a director says, okay, we need a bit more of this, then you need to be able to really jump and commit to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's a wonderful thing for any actor to work on a soap.
So who were you?
On Home and Away?
Yeah.
I was a bit of a bad boy. His name was Kane. And he was a bit of a troubled youth. And he came in and ended up assaulting a girl and then went through a lot of therapy. And they dealt with that. And then he married her sister. So it was...
As could only happen in the soap.
As could only happen, yeah. And that obviously caused a lot of problems. But he ended up saving a lot of her family's lives as well.
Did he?
On a ferry disaster and out
just
in the bush.
Just to repay them for the initial assault.
Yeah.
So you would have... What way does it work over there? So you got a call through your agent, was it?
Yeah, actually, I auditioned about 4 times for the show. Like we have people here at Fair City who audition for different roles. They may not be right. And then we bring them in for a role that suits them.
Okay. So that was him. And then he was brought in again and again over 7 years.
Yeah, it was about that time. Yeah, I kind of came in for a little while. They didn't tell me the whole plot. And then they said, oh, we'd like you to do this. Would you be up for that? And I said, yeah, of course. And then came back a few more times after that.
And then the more you were back, you were sort of more interested then in how the thing was made.
Absolutely. I really loved being on set and just finding out from the different departments what they did. I had a friend who went from being an actor to being a director and then ended up being the producer of the show. And so I was really interested in his journey and talking to him. And so I started to ask about directing and writing and got into both of those things.
For Home and Away?
For Home and Away, yeah.
Okay. So you would have directed a number of episodes?
Yep, yeah, I directed for a number of years.
Right, yes. And wrote as well?
And wrote as well. And, yeah, script edited and stuff as too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to write for a soap?
It is because it's quite formulaic, and you need to make sure that every scene makes people interested and not getting up and going and getting cups of tea from the kitchen. You kind of got to hook them in at all times. So it's got to be very kind of direct and compelling, I guess.
So when you say formulaic, is there actually sort of, it can't be longer than this?
That's right. Yeah. We don't, usually the scenes aren't, longer than, 2 minutes would be quite a long scene.
Okay.
And you want to keep the actors moving, I know in Fair City.
So that's been movement in it?
That's right. Yeah. It's not just sitting down having cups of tea.
Okay.
And you want to keep the plot moving as fast as possible as well.
So at the end of each of those scenes, there'd be a mini cliffhanger.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
And then you build up to
the ad break,
which is a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And then the big cliffhanger.
Yeah, and that means people go, oh, geez, I'm going to watch it tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's on. So there's obviously some sort of textbook that explains all this. It's soaps by numbers.
Yeah, well, there are a few books around. Some writing courses and some great writing courses here. But I think it's something that you learn by experience as well, and you kind of nut out with your script editors and people like that.
Okay, so you were working on movies as well, and you'd acted in a few, and then you met an Irish girl. On set.
Well, an Australian girl, actually.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
oh, right.
No, she's got Irish parents, so okay. She's Irish and Australian.
Oh, yeah. God, I misunderstood that.
No.
So she's full blown born in Australia.
She was born in Australia, but her mum's from Carlo and her dad's from Tyrone.
Aha.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So first generation.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So you met, fell in love.
That's right. Yeah.
She's an actress.
She's an actress. Yeah. She's a great actress.
Okay.
And then we came over here on our honeymoon and got married a second time over here. We decided to have two weddings. So
in her parents' home place, her mum's home place.
Yeah, down in Carlo, in a place called Clonegall.
Right.
Ali was, she got an agent over here, and then she got a part on Penny Dreadful. So we were here a little bit longer than we thought we were going to be. And that allowed me to, through her cousin, actually, Vicky Curtis, to meet Bridgie De Corsi at Fair City.
She's the exec producer
of Fair City. Yeah.
Okay.
And we just had a bit of a chat.
And none of this was planned.
No,
you were supposed
to
come over here, have the second marriage, just to visit.
Have a bit of a honeymoon. Yeah, we're going to Italy, we're going to France.
Okay, and back to
and then back to Australia. Yeah, okay. Where we had a house back there.
So Ellie's here, and does she see an ad for Penny Dreadful in the paper?
We were thinking about moving over here.
Oh, right,
And so she was speaking to a couple of agents, and it just kind of all happened very quickly. And her agent said, you know, she actually filmed the audition in the hotel room that we were staying in the Marco Hotel.
Right.
And then we went to France, and we were in a little chalet in Bordeaux, and she got a call saying, you need to come back and do this part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then here's you then, twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was in the hotel room.
The other side of the world.
Yeah, and I thought, what can I do? Yeah. I got a meeting with Bridgie, which was lovely.
Yeah.
And they were actually looking for directors. So I came over. We decided to come back in February, I think, the next year. And it was very cold. And
very
shocked. Shock.
Very cold. Yeah.
And,
try getting into the sea in February.
I haven't been in the sea yet. I'm a little bit scared of it.
Yeah. So multi-camera director, and then another role came up then, another position, which is what?
Which is a series consultant of the show. So
right, explain what you do then.
Well, I look after the stories and the scripts for the show. So we have a big story department, and basically every 2 weeks they come up with 8 episodes worth of stories, and we work through them, we plot them out, we edit them, and Bridgie oversees that as well, and then we pass that on. It's a bit like Chinese Whispers. We pass it on to the scriptwriters, and the scriptwriters take, and we have big meetings about that, and then 4 weeks later they give us a first draft of a script.
People are fascinated by this.
Yeah.
I know it's your everyday job, and you probably think nobody's interested in this, but people are. They're fascinated behind the scenes because they watch it.
It's a big process behind the scenes.
Because people invest so much time in soaps.
Absolutely, it's kind of, we go into their living rooms.
So the process is that, so you've story writers.
Yes.
So that's basically just once upon a time, da 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 da.
That's
not fleshed
this
out
happens,
anyway.
Then this happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then what happens after that then?
So after the story writers, so we publish every 2 weeks these stories, and they go out to all the script writers.
Okay.
We choose 8 script writers for that block of 8 episodes, and then we have a meeting about those, and then those 8 script writers go home and sit at their desks in their pajamas and type up a script for a month, and then they hand it in, and then we script edit it. So the script editors and myself will go through it for another couple of weeks, and then we'll present it to Bridgie and the rest of the team, the other producing team.
And how many script writers would work on Fair City?
I think we've got about 26 or
26?
So at the moment. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So because
and they're on it's roller, rolling rotor.
We did 200 episodes a year, so it's quite a balanced. To make sure that you don't burn the script writers out, and that that they've got enough work at the same time.
But there must be ones who are better than others.
Oh no, I would never say that. They're all absolutely fantastic. Yeah. No, it's a really good team.
So your job is, you're sort of sort of hovering over all of this process.
Yeah, sort of. It's a kind of the big picture stuff and making sure continuity, making sure everything fits together and we're not kind of contradicting what we've done before. And not doing the same thing as we've done before and trying to make as exciting and compelling television as we can.
But you're from Australia.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an Irish soap. And
I know.
You know, but a soap is supposed to reflect, you know, the culture
absolutely.
And the thinking
yeah.
and the psyche of a nation. Was that a challenge for you?
It was a challenge when I first started. I sort of fell in love, even at acting school, I did some Irish plays.
How's your Irish accent?
Geez, not great.
You're right.
You're probably on the spot. I'd have to train for another couple of years to get that right.
That's not fair.
No, you're right.
Yeah, and you also did huge prep before you started.
Absolutely,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell them what you did.
Well, they sent me about 100 episodes worth of stories. So so I just read all of those and then kind of sent a lot of questions. When I got here, asked a lot of questions about who was related to who and who'd killed who and who'd had an affair with who. And so just caught up on the community of Carrickstown and the history of it.
And what about any of the colloquialisms? Did they get you?
Yeah, they did. And the scriptwriters used, like, often had, when I first started, had a bit of a fun game that they would write words that actually weren't Irish or anything. And I'd let them go so they'd catch me out.
I believe one of the ones that you still can't get your head around is Amant.
Yeah, I'd never heard that before. And I kept correcting it and going, aunt. And I kept wondering why everyone was spelling this word wrong. I thought it was like some...
I haven't spelled it wrongly.
No, not at all. Yeah.
I am not. It's a sort of...
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah.
That doesn't appear in vocabulary in Australia,
no? No, never seen it before in my life.
Right.
Yeah, so it was great.
Now, who is responsible for deciding if a character is going to leave Carrickstown?
Well, it's kind of a group decision between sort of... The producers, the story team, you know, sometimes story necessitates that someone will leave. And often that's the case. It's often the culmination of a story where, you know, like last year, you know, there was the massive story about when Christy died and it was incredibly tragic and had a massive knock-on effect. So that's usually where it comes from when a character has to go.
Because I would imagine for a lot of people, and Joe Fahey came out actually recently because her character was written out.
That's right.
For the moment.
Yeah.
Anyway.
For the moment, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So she was Dermot's...
She was Dermot's wife.
Wife. And she said she never intended to leave Fair City.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a thing on the soap and I've been through it myself, you know, leaving Fair City or leaving a soap, you know, people always seem to come back. So I guess, nothing's ever really definite.
Unless you're killed off.
You're killed off, then it's very difficult, but I have seen that happen.
Yeah, well, Dallas was the classic one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the big thing recently was the big car crash, which
it was great.
Very dramatic.
Yeah, I was down there on the lot when they just sort of standing on the side when they did it. And we didn't really expect it to be that big. It was kind of going to flip up and then maybe do one roll. And it did two. And everyone, like, it was amazing. And standing next to all these firefighters. And even they looked really shocked.
So to make sure you get that, how many cameras would you have had on that?
I think they had 5 cameras.
It's more than usual.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And a GoPro inside the car as well.
Because I remember reading about that the train crash in The Fugitive.
Yeah,
They did something like, I don't know, double figures number
absolutely,
of
cameras
on that. So how long was that in the planning?
It was probably about 18 months.
18 months?
I mean, it started off as a lot of different ideas. You know, we'd like to have a big crash that has this knock-on effect in the community. You know, it's people sustain injuries. We weren't sure who the characters were when we started.
Yeah.
And then you kind of knock around with other stories who would suit that story. And we were already thinking about the Fahey story with Ben and his mother coming back, Deirdre. And so that really kind of fit
in. So Dermot thought that his ex was leaving the country with his son.
Yeah.
I would imagine, seeing as the population of Australia is about 4 times the population of here.
I think so.
I would imagine the budget's probably 4 times as big, is it?
I mean, the Home and Away is shot mainly, they have studio sets, but obviously they shoot out at Palm Beach and that's an hour away. So the budget needs to be a lot bigger to transport crews and things like that.
Yeah. And what about live? Because that's the big thing, isn't it? EastEnders have gone live. Coronation Street have gone live.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't rule it out.
But you must have had chats at a production level, have you?
Yeah, we haven't in recent times. No. I was actually just talking to one of the script editors, Ben, yesterday about it. And it's kind of like, you know, I think the challenge of making a soap on any budget is to make it as slick as possible. And so to do it live, while it feels... it's a great achievement, I guess, but it doesn't...
Why?
We were asking that question.
It's sort of showing off, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of like... And you always get the thing afterwards on YouTube, these are the mistakes that were made, and of course there's going to be mistakes, so...
I suppose it's sort of a PR stunt, isn't it?
It kind of is. And so I guess if it's something that can be done that's contained, then maybe that's the right time to do it.
But that's the way they used to do dramas on TV.
Yeah, I know.
Before.
Yeah.
That had to be done as live because there's no editing or anything.
That's right. So it's kind of a hark back.
Yeah, and then it's like theatre, I suppose, as well, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Most actors would have done theatre.
Yeah.
Did you ever do live stuff on Home and Away? No.
No, we never did it. They did it on another show called Blue Heelers, and it went pretty well.
Yeah,
but we never did a live episode.
Are you here to stay, or...?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, loving it, especially when the sun's out like it is today. Yeah. It's great. It feels a bit like Australia.
Yeah. It's not Barbie weather, though, is it?
Oh, geez. We moved into our apartment, and they told us after we'd moved in that we couldn't have a barbecue on the balcony, and I was shattered. Right. So, yeah, there hasn't been enough Barbies in Ireland.
Okay, I don't know what he's handing me there. Sam, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks, Sam. A pleasure to be here.
That's Sam Atwell there.